Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 24th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. JP Morgan to expand its online bank chase to Germany. U.S.-based financial services firm JP Morgan has announced its plan to expand its online bank chase to Germany and other countries from the European Union. Fincher offers digital banking services in Southeast Asia. Indonesia-based Fincher has released its digital banking and credit card services in Southeast Asia for the development of Japanese companies in new markets. Digital Sandbox becomes a permanent fixture in the UK. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has announced that the Digital Sandbox will be made permanently available on 1 August 2023, following 2 successful pilots. Alibaba opts out of Ant Group stock buyback. China-based Alibaba has announced it will not take part in the previously announced share buyback of its fintech arm, Ant Group. Bahrain Commercial Facilities Company partners with MasterCard. Bahrain Commercial Facilities Company, BCFC, has renewed its partnership agreement with MasterCard to introduce advanced payment solutions in Bahrain. Netspend launches new 10th World Wallet. Netspend has announced the launch of its new 10th World Wallet, designed to provide clients with a multi-currency account for payments and services accepted globally. Conduent and BNY Mellon to leverage FedEx's instant payment rail. U.S.-based business process solutions, BPS, company Conduent and BNY Mellon have leveraged FedEx's instant payment rail to boost payment solutions. CIH Bank launches Apple Pay in Morocco. Morocco-based CIH Bank has integrated Apple Pay as a contactless payment method for its customers. First AML teams up with ActionStep for AML compliance. New Zealand-based anti-money laundering technology developer First AML has partnered with ActionStep to facilitate international AML compliance. DataVisor partners with Q6 Cyber. Fraud and risk management company DataVisor has partnered with cyber and fraud threat intelligence firm Q6 Cyber to improve fraud detection accuracy. Shufti Pro publishes on the digital financial landscape in MENA. Shufti Pro has provided information on the improvement of digital finance for customers in the MENA region in newly published white paper. World Coin Project completes migration to the OP mainnet. The World Coin Foundation has announced that the World Coin Project completed the protocol's migration to the OP mainnet. Nigeria's central bank upgrades NERA with NFC features. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, has upgraded its CBDC mobile app with NFC technology to enable NERA contactless payments. Ripple seeks to obtain registration in the United Kingdom. U.S.-based blockchain company Ripple has filed for a license in the United Kingdom following a partial victory against the U.S. SEC. Treasury set to shelve BNPL regulations. The government is poised to shelve plans to crack down on Britain's fast-growing, buy now pay later, BNPL, industry, Sky News learns. Amazon rolls out Palm Payment Tech to 500 Whole Food Market stores. Amazon is rolling out its Palm Payment technology to all of its 500-plus Whole Foods Market stores in the U.S. MasterCard introduces automated receivables for virtual cards. Today, MasterCard announces the launch of MasterCard Receivables Manager, a new, automated solution that streamlines the way businesses accept and process virtual card payments. Timit pivots to B2B with new Visa partnership. Timit, a pioneer in the installment credit industry, is delighted to announce a strategic partnership with Visa, a global leader in payment solutions. Klarpay issues USD-denominated Visa debit cards. Klarpay AG is thrilled to announce an enhancement to its services, allowing clients to create US dollar-denominated Visa debit cards linked to corporate USD accounts. PSR delivers update on new payments architecture. The Payment Systems Regulator, PSR, has published its latest annual report and accounts, looking at the important work it delivered during 2022-23. TradeFeeder hires Georgia Frett as Head of Client Engagement. TradeFeeder, the leading independent FX data analytics platform, today announced that Georgia Frett has joined as Head of Client Engagement. Totally Money partners with Bud to launch AI-powered payments tracker. UK-based credit provider Totally Money has chosen data intelligence platform Bud Financial, Bud, to enable customers to manage finances with the support of AI. OCB partners with Backbase. Vietnam-based Orient Commercial Joint Stock Bank has announced its partnership with Backbase in order to improve its banking modernization development. Sam Altman's World Coin Project launches. World Coin, Sam Altman's project to build an identity and financial network by giving away free crypto tokens to people who agree to get their irises scanned, has launched in several cities around the world. Broadridge appoints Karen Yorfido President, Canada. To meet the continued growth of the Canadian market, global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, is pleased to announce the appointment of Karen Yorfido as President of Broadridge Canada. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.